The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Good afternoon. Unfortunately, a very, very sad day in Israel today.
Absolutely. Two Navy pilots killed in a helicopter crash off Haifa coast. So do they know what caused the crash? And tell us about the two pilots.
Okay, well, as we speak, the one pilot identified as 27-year-old Major Chen Fogel is being buried in the military cemetery in Haifa. But let's talk about what happened in the early hours of this morning. The two naval pilots were killed when their AS-565 Panther helicopter crashed during a training session off the coast of Haifa into the sea. Now, according to Channel 12 News, and this is an ongoing investigation, no sooner have this happened than the head of the IAF grounded the fleet of Panthers and initiated an investigation. But it is believed that the engine caught fire and the two pilots, the other pilot identified as 38-year-old father of three, Lieutenant Colonel Erez Sahyani, lost consciousness and the chopper crashed into the sea. A third naval officer managed to jump out of the helicopter and managed to swim away. He sustained injuries. He has been released from the ICU. But Channel 12 were very, very emphatic to say that these are preliminary assessments, that the pilots weren't initially killed by the crash, but rather that they lost consciousness and unfortunately drowned when the aircraft hit the water. They don't give their sources, so we are presuming that this is what has happened, but this is an ongoing investigation. But anybody who understands, Israeli culture knows us in Israel, the death of one of our sons or daughters in the line of service is a mortal blow to us all. It's something that pierces the very soul of the Israeli people. Our Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has addressed this. He called the two pilots. He said they were the best of us and that they gave their lives for Israel's security. And we've heard a little bit from the father of Major Chen Fogel eulogizing his son during his funeral, saying that his son joined the Air Force because his love for the country, that he wanted to enlist in the top job and intended to serve in an elite infantry unit. But he then tried out for a pilot's course and made it successfully. And it's just an absolute sorrowful way to start the day.
Oh, that's very sad. Very sad, Rolene. Can we just talk about Emma Watson? What's up with Emma Watson?
Okay, so let's talk about the whole Emma Watson situation. Many of you who are on social media will be familiar that Emma Watson, she played Hermione Granger in the Harry Potter series, apparently took to Instagram. Now, her Instagram following is 64 million. So, you know, when we talk about social media and we talk about the impact that Hollywood stars or supermodels or influencers or people have, you know, we can't dismiss it. This does have impact. She allegedly took to her Instagram and posted shortly after the two rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip towards Israel, a message of solidarity for the Palestinians. And as you can imagine, this opened up an absolute Twitter pile-on from both sides. Now, what we have subsequently found out is that she handed her Instagram account over to an anonymous feminist collective. She is a UN ambassador on feminism. She has spoken very, very strongly on feminist issues. She hasn't spoken politically before, and as far as I understand, she's a bit loath to get too much into these kind of political issues. However, a pile-on ensued. We had people like our former ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, tweeting out that, you know, she's an anti-Semite using Harry Potterisms, to attack her. I don't think that's helpful, and in my opinion, not conduct becoming of ambassadors. I'm of the opinion that her post, because it didn't denigrate Israel in any way, it didn't denigrate Jews in any way, while not being anti-Semitic, is not helpful. I also commented on her Instagram site saying, you know, somebody of your influence could use your platform, you know, more productively to open up engagement from both sides. It's very, very dangerous when these kind of influences negate one side over the other, especially on issues as complicated and complex as the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And I'd be interested to hear what people say, because you and I had a discussion last week where we said we have to be very, very circumspect when we rush to judgment about what is anti-Semitic and what isn't anti-Semitic. Is expressing your solidarity for the Palestinians while not attacking Israel or Jews in any way anti-Semitic? Or is it just irresponsible not to look at both sides? I would be very interested to hear what people have to say.
All right. Well, you can send through messages, and I will certainly include Rolene in that. Rolene, you know, the big irony in this is that every Jewish person that I know is in solidarity with his Palestinian people. Every single Jew I know wants them to have a state of their own. So,
well, this is so, what I think is a very, very important fact. You know, just because you are pro-Israel doesn't make you anti-Palestinian. We can certainly be anti-Hamas and anti-terror groups and anti-incitement and anti-pay for slay, but none of us, and you know very well that when it is a time of conflict and the messages come in that I find extremely distasteful, we are very vocal about that, as are Israelis. So I'm interested to hear what people have to say.
Yeah. So to be clear, she didn't say that. She had handed it over to somebody else, and somebody else posted this message.
She has handed her Instagram account over to a feminist collective. But the argument that many are making is that when you are this influential,
you shouldn't be handing over your account.
Don't you have a responsibility to monitor what is being put out in your name, especially if you speak on feminist issues, and especially if the posts that you're posting have not included issues, say, around women's rights in Afghanistan, or when we're talking about the Palestinians, let's open up a conversation about women's rights in the Gaza Strip. You know, this is where the gray area comes in.
Okay, so for handing over her account and not moderating what they're posting, I am deducting 150,000 million kajillion points from Gryffindor.
Who says she was in Gryffindor?
What are you talking about? Hermione Granger was in Gryffindor.
Was she in Gryffindor?
She was in Gryffindor. Even Craig is nodding his head.
Well, colour me smacked upside the head on Harry Potter knowledge.
Okay, well now
I will not include myself in the next game of Quidditch.
Now that my life is no better for knowing about Emma Watson handing over her Instagram account, can we please talk about the idea of setting up a combat platoon for religious women? It's very interesting because there's always an interesting dialogue that happens around women in war situations, because in a situation where a woman is captured in a combat unit, there are things that can be done to that woman that are generally not done to men in a war situation. So tell us about this IDF combat platoon for religious women, Rolene.
Well, this is really, really interesting. And the IDF have been very, very cautious to integrate women into combat units. We have several infantry battalions. In fact, we have four co-ed infantry battalions that are majority women. They're called Karakal. That was formed in 2000 as an experimental unit, and it's been quite successful. We also have female tank operators and tank commanders. So it will be very interesting to hear if they serve in combat or where they fall in as far as combat is concerned. But it was reported over the weekend that the IDF is going to set up a single gender platoon for religious female combat soldiers who wish to serve in the IDF and serve particularly in combat units while still ensuring their religious beliefs and the rules of modesty. Now, while we are talking about religious women, we also have to note that the IDF is doing as much as they can to accommodate religious men as well who don't want to serve in mixed units. Some who come from a certain sectors of a sect in society where it's frowned on to even be part of the establishment and the IDF. But I think that we have to applaud the Israeli Defense Forces for trying to see where they can accommodate all the different strata of society and in as many units as they possibly can.
Right, and that is things is where we leave it, Rolene Marks. I will catch you, or you'll catch me up tomorrow, same time, same place.
Well, I don't know. When it comes to Harry Potter,
Gryffindor, I tell you, I'm not lying. 150 gazillion points from Gryffindor. Thanks, Ro. Have a good night.
Thanks, Kat.
Cheers. Bye. That's Rolene Marks.